Hello and welcome to A Mighty Practice, a podcast about how to identify and overcome your creative roadblocks. I'm your host, artist and coach, Christine Garvey. In each episode, I'll share challenges I've encountered in my own creative practice over the last 15 years and techniques I've developed to work through them. If you're feeling blocked, frustrated, or overwhelmed in your creative work and you don't know where to go, you are not alone, my friends, and you're in the right place. Hey y'all, Christine here. It is Friday, which means that I'm in my studio and we're going to talk about some messy stuff today on this episode. I had been thinking for a while how I wanted to address this topic that I see coming up a lot with the people I'm working with right now. And that is around making difficult decisions. This pandemic is putting us all in this position where we are really reevaluating our creative lives, what we want our time to look like, what kind of work we want to do, where we want to live, who we want to spend our time with, right? How we want to make our money. All of this is getting reevaluated. And some of that is so exciting. Like, I am so excited for everybody I'm working with because they're redefining the rules that are set in their creative lives about how they want to show up and what they want to use their time doing and what their art can look like and what it can do in the world. I think that is so cool. It's a really radical thing. But it can also be very overwhelming. And I imagine that you have experienced that feeling of overwhelm in the last 6 to 8 months, or you have been faced with a difficult decision and have not known what to do about it, have felt really conflicted about it. And so what I wanted to do today is talk about making difficult decisions. And the way that I think about that is in terms of a roadblock. Everything that I structure in terms of how I help people and how I think about the creative process has to do with where we encounter roadblocks. And when you're having a difficult time making a decision, you are encountering an indecision roadblock. So I'm going to talk about that today. And I'll give you some examples of how it's shown up in my creative work. But these are ideas that you can easily apply to anywhere in your life. And I'll give you some exercises on how to do some self-reflection and surface new information so that you are able to make a decision and move forward. Because I am not about self-reflection for the sake of self-reflection, right? I'm into self-reflection to the point where it helps you surface tools and information so that you can keep taking action and keep building the creative life and creative work that you want. So we're going to talk about that. Okay. Difficult decisions. An indecision roadblock is when you have information in front of you and you feel like it is not enough to help you decide where to go and what to do. This can show up in two different forms. The first form that an indecision roadblock shows up as is when you are really conflicted between two specific choices. Difficult decisions happen in our lives when you have two strong values that are in direct conflict with one another. Okay? So say, for example, you know, friendship is really important to you, but and that's a high value, but maybe independence is also a really high value. When you're in a situation where you're having to make a choice and it feels really unclear where to go, it might be that two high values are competing with each other and it is not evident, you know, what you should do that's going to feel right for you. Okay, so that's what makes it very painful to make a decision is you feel like you are going to be betraying one of two strong values, or it could potentially be more, but usually it's like two strong competing values, and that is why it feels so painful to make a decision. Yeah? This happens in our creative lives as well, because we have creative values. We have things that are important to us that we prioritize in our lives as artists. And it's a really useful thing to reflect on what your creative values are. And I'm going to tell you what three of mine are. And I'm going to tell you a couple of difficult decisions I had to make that related to those values. Okay. So three of my creative values are, and I, you know, this list could be longer, but I'm going to give you three just to keep it short and sweet. The first one is experimentation. I want my ideas to change. I want my mediums to change. I want to try lots of different things and, again, let my ideas show up in the form they want to show up as. So I'm really into experimentation. That's a high value, high priority for me. The second one is accessibility. It is very important to me that ideas are communicated clearly, that people feel included, that information is transparent. That is something, I mean, you could probably imagine that, right? Because that's the whole point of this podcast, is to make information really clear and accessible. I believe that as a teacher. I also believe that as an artist, right? When I write an artist statement or I talk about my work, I really try to make it accessible and clear to people, because that is how I feel we connect to each other the best, is when we understand each other. And right, it's not about elevating or excluding people through conversation. It's about including them and engaging them through accessibility. So that's a high creative value for me. The third one is about travel and cultural exchange. Traveling to me expands my ideas. It expands my understanding. And exchanging with other people around ideas is really important. So I do a lot of traveling. I've lived abroad a lot. It's important for my creative life, my creative values. So difficult decisions for me have happened when those creative values have been in conflict with one another. So for example, I was trying to decide if I was going to do a residency abroad, and that was a difficult choice because I love travel. I prioritize cultural exchange, but I also prioritize experimentation. And sometimes when you're traveling and moving around, it's not always conducive to experimentation in my work because I need lots of tools, I need lots of materials, I need lots of space, right? And it's not as flexible for some of the things that I do. So that might be a difficult decision, is like, do I, you know, focus on the travel? Do I focus on the experimentation? Another example is when I was deciding to leave academia. This was a very difficult decision because I love, you know, exchange. I love teaching. I love, you know, facilitating conversations. I love the space to experiment creatively. But it was not an environment that was about accessibility or transparency or answering questions that students needed answered. And that was a really big problem for me. So it was a difficult decision because it was two values in conflict with one another. Okay? So, if this feels like you, if you have an either or situation that is in front of you and you're like, I could do this or I could do this, and you're really swinging back and forth and it feels so messy and it almost feels painful, like you do not know what to do, where to go, because either step, either way would be wrong because you feel like you're sacrificing something else, what you need to do is you need to tease out the values that are in competition. What are your creative values? And what I want you to do is I want you to list it as, try to do three things. Three, maybe four, right? Don't overcomplicate it. Keep it really simple. Pick three things that you care most about in your creative life? What are they? Is it independence? Is it flexibility? Is it community? Is it being able to be playful? Is it about collaboration, right? What are the high priorities? And see if you can name that or identify those priorities in this decision and see if that clarifies anything for you about what's there. The other exercise is that if this feels super messy and you're like, yeah, I can name those priorities, easy peasy, but that doesn't help me get closer to a decision, right? What I would recommend is you need to see how those priorities are showing up in your life. So the best way to do this is to journal. Journal every day. 5 minutes, right? Keep it simple. 10 minutes, not so it's not like an overwhelming exercise. Journal it out. Do this every day for 2 weeks. And at the end of that 2 weeks, go back through that journal. And I want you to underline the words that are coming up again and again. Is community coming up again and again? Is money coming up again and again? Is independence? Whatever that is. And you will see the thing that comes up more frequently for you, because something will, is the thing that is the highest priority for you right now. That's the thing that you are really connecting to and wanting to make decisions around that is very front of mind. So that exercise, I promise, I have literally done this every time I'm at this type of roadblock, and it is very clarifying. So give that a try if that's where you're at. See what journaling, going back, reviewing, underlining can surface or clarify for you. Use that information to move you forward, right? Make a new decision, take a chance, and kind of relieve yourself of that. If it feels really painful, like give yourself a break, right? Because you're making decisions that's in line with your highest priority based on that reflection. Okay? So that is the first way that an indecision roadblock can show up, is when you have a choice, it's like two options, and it's not clear which of the two options to choose. It's a competition between two values. The other way an indecision roadblock can show up is when it is not two clear choices, right? Is when it feels like there's a million choices and you're like, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't, like, it could be that thing or that thing or that thing or whatever the fuck. It's like, I have no freaking clue what to do. And it is like, you're in a pool. It's like, you know, of all different things, and you're kind of like drowning with all of the different options. And I have felt that way as well. And that one can also be very, very difficult and stressful. And so here is a way, the best way to visualize this situation of where you are and what you need to do to get out of that bubble, is what I call it. So imagine you're in the way that you have been making decisions in your life up until this point, which got you to this place of stuckness, is you are in a little bubble. And in that bubble, you're taking all of these little baby steps in different directions, and they're not leading you somewhere new, right? You take a little step to the left and you get some information, and that doesn't lead you anywhere new. So then you take a little step to the right and that gives you a little bit of information, but it doesn't lead you anywhere new. You keep getting information you're familiar with. And because you keep getting information you're familiar with, you can't seem to make a new decision, right? Because you keep making the same decisions over and over and over again because you've been operating in this small enclosed bubble the whole time. And that is why it feels like it's unclear about where to go, because you feel like you have made every possible decision and it has not led you somewhere new. Does that connect? Okay. The way that you get out of this situation is you have to make a totally new, totally unfamiliar decision, an action that you have never taken before, that gets you out of the bubble, that breaks that seal of the bubble, launches you in a new direction, gives you new information, and in doing that, a new path will open up. Okay? So you may be asking, like, well, how do I know? How do I know which decision to make and which, where to move, right? And like how to take that big leap. The whole idea is that the decision itself doesn't matter that much. It's the momentum that that decision leads to. Yeah? So if you're deciding to move, right, it's like whatever you decision you make, because it's a new decision, there is this launching forward and you're getting new information and new results along this path. This is the same thing in your creative work. If you're painting and you're making some new choices with that painting that are very different, right, they're going to lead you down this new and exciting path that you would have never imagined before. Okay, you with me? So here's the tricky question. How do you know if the action is big enough that it's going to lead to new results? And here's the answer, is that you will feel very uncomfortable about it. If you don't feel uncomfortable with this new decision, the decision is not big enough. Right? Like you have to feel, because you are leading yourself to getting new information, you're moving out of that familiarity bubble, it's going to feel uncomfortable because you don't know what it's going to lead to. So if you do not feel uncomfortable with the decision, then it's not big enough. You are not committing enough to that decision to lead you down this new path, to create this new momentum. Are you with me? I'm thinking about it too for myself. So the goal here is to get out of the situation where every little step doesn't lead you somewhere new, so that you don't you get more clear insight on how to get unstuck. Is that we have to get you new information, and the way that you do that is through making a totally new decision that you have never made before, breaking the seal of that bubble, and letting that move you forward onto a new path, okay? So here is the reflection exercise that you can do around that. What is something you've never tried before that would be very uncomfortable to try? Okay? Think about what that would be. Something that you have never tried before is truly a new action, and it would be very scary and very uncomfortable to try. Is it taking a class? Is it, you know, checking out a new apartment in a new city? Is it hiring somebody to help you? Whatever it is. And I want you to do that thing this week. Put it on your calendar, even if that's the action. Take action on that thing this week, and it will begin the momentum that will give you new information and help you get unstuck. Get past that indecision roadblock. Okay, so let's review what we covered here. Difficult decisions happen when you have two values in competition with each other. Is it independence and financial stability? Is it friendship and travel? Is it transparency and, you know, exchange? Whatever those things are, that's why it feels so difficult. What are your creative values? Know what those things are. List them out. The things that you want to prioritize and let guide your creative life. Those are your creative values. What are those things? Know what your guiding principles are. If that's messy and you have no idea where to start with that, just journal for 2 weeks every day. Take 10 minutes, do that quick journaling, whatever comes up, right? It's like there's no editing in that journaling process. Go back and underline what you said. Tease out values from that writing, core themes that are coming up again and again. That's the stuff that you care about. That's front of mind for you. You want to make decisions with those things in place and those things guiding you. If you're overwhelmed with all your options, so right, it's not like an either or type of decision. It's like a what the hell type of decision. You want to break that bubble of familiarity that you have been moving within this whole time, all those tiny steps in little different directions, right? And you want to make a big step in any direction. Really, the direction is not overly important, like I've said, right? It doesn't matter so much. It's the new information that matters more to lead you on the next, to make the next decision and helps the path unfold. So if you're overwhelmed with those options, right, what can you do this week that would feel uncomfortable, that would be give you new information, a totally new decision in your creative life? Can you let it be guided by those values that you might have listed out earlier? All right, give that a try. And if you want to dig deeper into this stuff and you're in the workshop membership pathway over at amightypractice.com in our school, take the class Identifying Your Creative Blocks, and you can learn about some of the other roadblocks. And then on October 8th, we're going to have, for everyone in the school, a conversation, live conversation about creative blocks. So come on down to that conversation. All right, y'all, that's it. Good luck, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. If you want to dig deeper into some of the ideas we talked about here today, you have to come check out my new school for artists at amightypractice.com. We offer classes and coaching to give artists of all levels what they need to get started and stay motivated in their creative work. Find out more by going to amightypractice.com or stay in touch with what we're doing by signing up for our bi-weekly newsletter. Thanks, y'all.